Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. If you have not already, be sure and check out our cover story in the latest edition of the Business Journal. Reporter Nancy Peavy has a profile on the new Northwest Arkansas Regional Robotic Training Center in Fayetteville. That facility opened a couple of months ago and is a collaboration between Northwest Arkansas Community College and the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. Included in the story are new details of a Walton Family Foundation grant that is opening a door for high school seniors to participate in the new center this school year. 8 seniors and 2 alternates will be nominated from each of the 15 public school districts in Benton and Washington counties to participate in a workforce training academy. The 32-hour training course will be taught over the course of 1 week, and instructors will teach 12 students per class. The academy program starts in September and ends next March. Upon completion, each of the 120 seniors will receive a training certificate, making them employable as a robotics technician. To find out more, you can find that story online in the digital version of the Business Journal. Just visit us on the web at nwabusinessjournal.com. After the break, I'll speak with the owner of the state's first indoor axe-throwing venue in Bentonville. Stick around for that, pun intended, on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-c-o-m-m.com.
This past December, business partners Colby Ritter, Trent Carinder, and Bryce Payton opened the state's first indoor axe-throwing venue in Bentonville. Ritter is a Fayetteville architect at Marlin Blackwell Architects. Carinder and Payton are the co-founders of Rogers technology startup i2i Labs. Their venue is called Urban Forest Axe House, and according to Payton, the business is gaining in popularity.
Kind of the point of axe throwing is just to be primal. It feels a little bit like something you shouldn't be allowed to do, throwing a real axe into a wall. And so it kind of has that little bit of danger idea to it, but we've made it extremely safe. So we have axe coaches that are with every one of our lanes that teach everyone how to throw, coordinate all the games, keep score, kind of run that whole experience. So you've probably never done this before, and we're going to make sure you have a great time.
Indoor axe throwing venues started trending in major U.S. metros about 4 years ago, and I know what you must be thinking. This has to be a major insurance liability waiting to happen, right? In fact, you may be surprised to find out that the opposite is true.
So one of the really interesting things about this industry as a whole, since it's been in the U.S., there have been zero insurance claims throughout any facility. And so I think that just kind of speaks to how safe the activity really is compared to things like bowling that potentially have tens of thousands of claims every year. And, you know, one of the things that we do, again, is this coached aspect where there is one of our staff that stands right in your lane, your throwing lane, the entire time. And so we're always helping people adjust their throws to prevent the axe from bouncing back. We're making sure people are throwing safely, just to make sure that we're taking every precaution we can, since these are real axes. You know, we start to, through the end of your session, you'll start to get really comfortable handling it. And sometimes we have to remind people, hey, these are real. And so we just have our coaches there to make sure we're always keeping an eye on that. We do have some posted rules. We are a BYOB facility, so there is a little bit of alcohol involved. We've limited that to 2 drinks per session. Again, that's not because we want to be a buzzkill. We just have to tell people we aren't a bar. We're an axe throwing venue where you can have a couple drinks if you'd like. And so we need people to remember that. But, you know, we haven't had any close calls, really. We've had one splinter. That's been the extent of our injury list in 8 months. And so we're going to do everything we can to keep it that way.
Peyton says axe throwing is a great equalizer in terms of an activity.
So the cool thing about axe throwing, we call it the great equalizer as an activity, because it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are. This is really a finesse and technique activity, which is kind of odd when you think about it. You think it'd be about, you know, big burly guys coming in here throwing as hard as they can. And what happens is a lot of times the better you are at sports, the more you come in here thinking you already know what to do. And this is so much different than a lot of other things, just the way you have to, you know, not flick your wrist or activate your core in different ways than you typically would, like swinging a baseball bat or throwing a ball. That a lot of times people who have no athletic background come in here, they absorb everything their coach tells them, and they're able to pick it up really well. And so that's one of the things that have been so much fun, is that this is basically, you know, we've had our youngest age limit is 13. We're 13 and up. So we've had 13-year-olds all the way up to, you know, 86-year-olds. We've had, I think, a couple 90-year-olds even that have been able to get the axe to stick. And so that's been pretty cool. You know, here in Bentonville, definitely kind of the young professional corporate crowd is the bulk of our business, just happens to be where we are. And we've tailored our facility to really cater for them. So we do corporate events 7 days a week, pretty much anytime you want to do it. And we've made our facility really clean and nice to where you don't have to feel dirty coming in here to throw axes, right? You can, you know, take off your sport coat when you walk in the door if you want to. And so that's definitely the type of person we see, but we are open to everybody, and we have a wide range of people, and that's been a lot of fun.
And that is Bryce Payton, who is a co-owner of Arkansas's first indoor axe throwing venue, Urban Forest Axe House. It's one of 2 facilities open now in Northwest Arkansas. Ozark Axe House is also a locally owned and operated facility in downtown Rogers. We're going to have more with Bryce Payton in an upcoming podcast, including some details about a growth strategy for his axe throwing entertainment company. I'm also working on a story about his business and the sport of axe throwing in general that'll be published in the next Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. That'll be on newsstands the first week of September. Some real estate news now from Fayetteville, and there is more student housing development on the way. A New Jersey developer is planning to build a 350,000-square-foot, 7-story building near the University of Arkansas campus. The 9-acre site is along Razorback Road, just south of campus and north of Baum Stadium. It'll have over 230 units, 650 beds, and a rooftop terrace. The company is called Aptitude Development, and it bought the land where it intends to develop for $4.77 million. We reported more details on that transaction in the current issue of the Business Journal. You can find that online at nwabusinessjournal.com. That is all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.